When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you and protects you. He looks out for you. He comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just hope that the Lord clears up your situation. I hope that you become more strong and wise in the Lord, and I just pray that you take it day by day out here, you know? You got to be grateful for every day. You got to thank God for all the small things and big things that you do have, you know. There's so much going on all four corners of the earth. There's so much going on in your own personal life and others as well. So you have to always be appreciative and thankful and grateful. God gave you another day and another chance to get it right and do better and improve, you know. Yes, yes, y'all. Greetings, family, body of Christ, shalom, people. All tribes, all nations, all peoples, all languages, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it's all right. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Got to thank God. Give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Yes, yes. Welcome, family. Welcome, people. Welcome, body of Christ. Shalom. Thank you all for listening and supporting. I truly appreciate you all. I love you all so much. I'm praying for you all. And we just got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? We got to really do better in these times that we're in. All right, all right. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us know the Lord better. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, such commandments, and keep the commandments. Let us be doers of the word. Let us be lights of the world, salt of the earth, ambassadors of Christ in the whole way. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to really represent the kingdom of heaven in these last times, all right? We are the everlasting foundation. We are the everlasting generation that Daniel prophesies about. So we have to embrace that and handle it with grace and class, amen, and also handle it with love and joy. Let us do Father's business. Let us do Father's will for the rest of our lives. Let us change our ways and let us keep doing better for the Lord and keep working to Christ, keep working for Christ until Christ returns, amen, because he's coming back like a thief in the night. And no one knows the hour when the Son of Man returns, all right? So let us get it together because he's coming back for a church with no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, all right? So let us clean it up and get it together. Let us get the work in for the kingdom of heaven, put our hands to the plow, amen? Yes, yes, y'all, all right. So another day. Hope that you all had a blessed day today, and I hope that you all got through the day the best way you can, middle of the week. So let us get more things accomplished and done throughout the days, amen? So in today's message, we're going to continue our Bible series, all right? So we finished off with 1 Kings chapter 5 reading. Now we're going to continue from the book of 1 Kings chapter 6 reading, all right? So we're going to continue reading the Bible, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with giving God all the glory, thanks, and honor. And then we'll also close out with the priestly blessing, amen? All right, y'all. So this is basically discussing the whole Israel and Judah's dynasty and kingdom and rulership, okay? So the book of 1 Kings chapter 6, here we go. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, and the porch before the temple of the house. 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both the temple and of the oracle, and he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad, for without in the wall of the house he made narrow rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in the building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. All right. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will perform my word with thee, which I spoke unto David thy father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house within the boards of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling. And he covered them on the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir, of fire. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And the house that is the temple before it was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers, all with cedar. There was no stone seen. And the oracle he prepared in the house within to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and so covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within the pure gold, within with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the house. Also the whole altar that was by the oracle he overlaid with gold. And within the oracle he made 2 cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing until the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. And the other cherub was 10 cubits, but both the cherubims were of one measure and one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubim, so that the wing of the one touched the wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall. And their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold. And he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers within and without. And the floors of the house he overlaid with gold within and without. And for the entering of the oracle, he made doors of the olive tree. The lintel and side posts were a fifth part of the wall. The 2 doors also were of olive tree. And he carved upon them carvings of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubims and upon the palm trees. So also made he for the door of the temple posts of olive tree a fourth part of the wall, and the 2 doors were of fir tree. The 2 leaves of the one door were folding, and the 2 leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved there on cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of hewed stone and a row of cedar beams. In the 4th year was the fountain of the house of the Lord laid in the month Ziph. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. So that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 6 reading. So this is the part where King Solomon is building the house of the Lord. And he's really detailed about it. He's putting cherubims and gold and palm trees and flowers. Very decorated, very beautiful, very nice way of building it. So the thing about God, of course, God, he's the creator. So he's creative and very artistic and decorated himself. When we're made in his image and likeness, this is how he made everything in all 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So the creator is very colorful and artsy, and so is his people. And Solomon was a very decorative, colorful person. So he really decorated the house of the Lord very beautiful. Anybody who's fans of houses or homes or go home shopping, y'all like to see a nice decorated house, you know, inside out. So Solomon really did his thing for the house of the Lord, and Solomon put his foot into it, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of work ethic we have to have in our walks with God. When God calls us to do something, we have to be very creative, beautiful, graceful, colorful, and very decorative about our work with God. God wants us to be very expressive about doing his will and doing his business. And he wants us to put a lot of color into it and a lot of detail in it. God is a very detailed God. Amen. So that was a clear example of it in 1 Kings chapter 6. All right. So now what we're going to do is continue the book of 1 Kings chapter 7. All right. 1 Kings chapter 7. Here we go. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. He built the length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits upon four rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in three rows, and light was against light in the three ranks, And all the doors and posts were square with the windows, and light was against light in three ranks. And he made a porch of pillars. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth thereof 30 cubits, and the porch was before them. And the other pillars and the thick beam were before them. Then he made a porch for the throne, where he might judge, even the porch of judgment. And it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house where he dwelt, and had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also an house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto his porch. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of hewed stones, sawed with saws, within and without, even from the foundation unto the coping, and so on the outside toward the great court. And the fountain was of costly stones, even gray stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones after the measure of hewed stones and cedars. And the great court round about was with 3 rows of hewed stones and a row of cedar beams, both for the inner court of the house of the Lord and for the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. For he cast 2 pillars of brass of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them about. And he made 2 chapiters of molten brass to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the one chapiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 cubits. And nets of checker work and wreaths of chain work for their chapiters, which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the one chapiter and 7 for the other chapiter. And he made the pillars in 2 rows round about upon the one network to cover the chapiters that were upon the top with pomegranates, and so did he for the other chapiter. And the chapiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits. And the chapiters upon the 2 pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 rows around about upon the other chapiter. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called the name thereof Jashin. And he set up the high left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it around about, and under the brim of it round about there were knops compassing it, 10 in a cubit compassing the sea round about. The knops were cast in two rows. And two rows when it was cast, it stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was an hand breadth thick, and the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. It contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of one base. Excuse me. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of one base, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height of it. And the work of the bases was on this manner. They had borders, and the borders were between the ledges. And on the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the ledges there was a base above. And beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had 4 brazen wheels and plates of brass. And the 4 corners thereof had undersetters. Under the laver were undersetters molten at the side of every addition, and the mouth of it within the chapiter, and above was a cubit, but the mouth thereof was round after the work of a base, a cubit and a half, and also upon the mouth of it were gravings with their borders, 4 square, not round, and under the borders were 4 wheels, and the axle trees of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half of a cubit. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axle trees and their naves and their felloes and their spokes were all molten. And there were 4 undersetters to the 4 corners of one base, and the undersetters were of the very base itself. And in the top of the base was there a round compass of half a cubit high, and on the top of the base the ledges thereof and the borders thereof were of the same. For on the plates of the ledges thereof and on the borders thereof he graved cherubims, lions, and palm trees according to the proportion of every one, and additions round about. After this manner he made the 10 bases. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one size. Then made he 10 lavers of brass. 1 laver contained 40 baths, and every laver was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 bases 1 laver. And he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And Haram made the lavers and the shovels and the basins and the basons. And Haram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters were upon the top of the pillars. And 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars. And the ten bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea. And the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Haram made to King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceeding many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of the Lord, the altar of God, and the table of gold, whereupon the showbread was. And the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins, and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels that he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. All right, so that is the book of 1 Kings chapter 7. All right, and that is more detail about King Solomon building the house of the Lord, and also him having help from Haram and other people to help add dirt attaches to the house of the Lord as well. You know, it's beautiful when people can come together and build things for God, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. You can't always do everything all by yourself. You could do certain things or most things all by yourself, but sometimes, a lot of times in life, you do need help, you know, because sometimes someone may be more skilled than you, more smart than you, or something that you don't know about. So it's always good to get that cooperation. All in all, God loves when we work together, you know, people with different gifts, just doing mighty, amazing things for the Lord together. We have to do that, people. Amen. And as you can see from chapter 7, also from chapter 6 as well, you know, it took Solomon years to build that house. It took him years, you know. So that shows you when God tells us to do something or calls us to do something, certain things may be in the spot instant at the moment, within a day or a week or a month or so that God tells us to do that short term. But most powerful things that God wants to do, those things take years. It might take 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, heck, even 20 years, you know. It's a patience thing, you know. Everything's not overnight, all right? So certain things can be instant and done in appropriate timing and due timing overall, but things like this, that took years, man, because look how Solomon was so detailed about building this house. Look at all the cherubs and all the gold he had to put into it. He put so much gold in it, so he had to gather as much resources as possible as he can to just make the house of the Lord and decorate it as beautiful as possible. So when we look at our personal lives, right, when God's calling us to do all these things and this certain stuff, and God wants to use us, certain things take years, certain things take time, you know, because there's a lot of maturity that goes into it. A lot of things have to fall into place and things of that nature. Amen. So, yeah, that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 7 reading. All right. Now we're going to go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 8 reading. Okay. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8. Here we go. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders came, and the priests took up the Ark. And they brought up the Ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priest and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificed of sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought it in the ark of the covenant, and brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, and to the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spoke Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spoke with us this month unto David my father, and hath with us, and with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build in the house of the name, and a house for the name of the Lord thy God, the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And the Lord hath performed his word that he spoke, and I am risen up in the room of David my father. and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth the hands towards heaven. He spreaded forth his hands toward heaven, and he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, thou spoke also with my mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fall thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spoke unto my servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and earth, behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make towards this place. And hearken thou to thy supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before their enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray towards this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way there wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to the people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands towards this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even though only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, We have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward the land which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou thy prayer and supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all the transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron. That thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spokest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it was so that when Solomon made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees, with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord be nigh to the Lord our God, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require. That all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days of 7 days, even 14 days. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king, and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all their goodness in the Lord that had done for David his servant and for Israel his people. All right, so that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 8 reading, okay? Now, this is the part where Solomon's finished building the house of the Lord and everything. So Solomon brings all the people, all Israel, gathers everybody together, whole congregation. And, you know, King Solomon does this huge prayer and supplication before all Israel and before the Lord. So he cries out to God, he prays to him, and he brings up how much God has done for them. He brings up how reliable he is. He brings up his glory and his honor. He brings up the laws, his commandments, and keeping it. You know, King Solomon's saying this huge prayer, not just for himself, but for all Israel. So it's a very powerful, beautiful prayer and supplication. And then they all had a feast. They all enjoyed themselves, and it was a beautiful gathering, you know. So it's amazing when we could all pray, have supplications, and also have a good time and have a feast, you know. I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, us as believers, we should do that more often. You know, just gather up, you know, just have prayers and supplications together and just eat together. We need to do that more often. Too many people live too much individual lives. You know, too many people are too isolated. We need to be together in the body of Christ as Israel, you know, as Gentiles all together for the Lord. We have to be together. All right. Because it's a very dividing world full of division and separation. But the Lord wants us to be together. Amen. All for his glory. So that prayer supplication by Solomon was very great. So that was the book of 1 Kings chapter 8 reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 9 reading, okay? The book of 1 Kings chapter 9, here we go. And it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desires, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked in integrity of heart and uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fall thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have gotten them, have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsake the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought them upon all this evil. Look at that. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees with gold according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 6 core talents of gold. And this is the reason of the Levi, which King Solomon raised for to build the house of the Lord and his own house, and Melo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burnt it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and given it for a present to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon, the nether, and Baalath and Tadmor in the wilderness and the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left on the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bondservice until this day. But the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bear rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Melo, and three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came out to Ophir, and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. All right, so that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 9 reading. That just goes more into detail about all the lands that Solomon was dealing with, his kingdom, the people he was associated with, people he hired as officers and chief officers, and his dwellings, and also how he built the house for Pharaoh's daughter. Solomon actually married Pharaoh's daughter. So very interesting. And that's that, all right? So now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 10 reading, okay? The book of 1 Kings chapter 10 reading, all right? Here we go. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the name, heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his accent by which he went up into the Lord, into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy accent and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he the king to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices very great store and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Haran that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen until this day. And King Solomon gave it to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Beside that, he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pound of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays on either side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted for in the days of Solomon. For the king had at a sea a navy of Tarshish, with the navy of Haran. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots and with the kings at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem and stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yard. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at price. And the chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. So that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 10 reading. So this is the part when Queen Sheba came all the way out from Ethiopia, from a far land, from a far place, all the way to Israel to see King Solomon. She was intrigued by him and wanted to see all his wisdom and what she had reports and heard the rumors about. So she came to him in person with a bunch of gifts and a bunch of possessions to also share with him as well. And she was impressed by everything that Solomon did, how he conducted himself and things of that nature. And not just her, but all of Israel, all of the earth, was able to see King Solomon's glory and his wisdom and things of that nature. So the whole earth gravitated to King Solomon, all right, and the possessions that he had, all the stuff he had going on. So that went to more detail about Solomon's wisdom and all the things that God had given him and all the possessions that Solomon had, all right? So that was real royalty right there, you know? A lot of royalty right there, right? So now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 11 reading, okay? The book of 1 Kings chapter 11, here we go. But King Solomon loved many strange women, many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. Solomon loved foreign women, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he shall not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David, thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, which gave him an house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tophenes, the queen, Tophenes the queen. And the sister of Tophenes bare him Ginnabath, his son, whom Tophenes weaned in Pharaoh's house, and Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart that I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh said unto him, "But what hast thou lacked with me that, behold, thou seekest to go to thy own country?" And he answered, "Nothing. Howbeit, let me go in any wise. And God stirred him up another adversary, Razan, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him and became captain over a band when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus and dwelt therein and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zerida, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruiah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king Solomon, built Milo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David, his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said unto Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel. Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, for whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house as I built for David, and will give Israel to thee, and I will for this affliction afflict the seed of David, but not forever." Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt, unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. So that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 11. So things take a real turn in this chapter. Like, things took a very different direction, because it starts going in about how Solomon loved these foreign women, these strange women, and these women from different nations that God told us not to marry, not to get pregnant with, not to get caught up with. But Solomon did it anyway because his heart cleaved into it. So Solomon loved foreign women. He led them other nations of women. And what happened is he started worshiping other gods. He started worshiping other goddesses. He started doing rituals and getting all mixed up, doing spiritual harlotry, idolatry, all types of wickedness. And the Lord got very angry about it. So what the Lord did was, he took away Solomon's reign. He took it away from Solomon and split it by 10 tribes and kept one part for Jerusalem and David's sake. And then, you know, basically stripped it away from Solomon, because Solomon didn't keep the Lord's covenant, promise, or commandments. He didn't keep his statutes, his judgments. He didn't keep it. So God had to punish Solomon for that. So you kind of see, it's kind of a like father, like son type of thing with David and Solomon, because David committed adultery and murdered. And what he did towards Uriah, the Lord didn't like that. And what Solomon was doing with idolatry and marrying other women, God didn't like that neither. So David and Solomon, they both broke the Lord's commandments as being kings. So that sets a bad example for Israel. So God has to always make an example out of any type of person, whether you are a king, whether you're not a king, it doesn't matter who you are. Commandments are the commandments. Nobody's above them. Amen. We serve a God who's a God of justice and fairness. So nobody is above his word. You know, David and Solomon, they got a bit too haughty and arrogant and just felt like they could do whatever. And God had to punish them for that. You know what I'm saying? So you see these clear examples as it is. And now this is where Solomon also was buried with his fathers as well. So now that's just the story of King Solomon's reign. It's kind of crazy how things could go all good, sweet and dandy, and in one minute you just fall to the wayside, you know? It's just crazy and dramatic how fast things can transition and change, right? So now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 12, all right? And this is where, like, the kingdom of Israel, the dynasty of it, gets kind of minced, kind of destroyed, kind of weakened generation after generation because of the examples that David and Solomon set. It kept going in a downward spiral direction. So this is also another reason why Christ had to come, of course, to die for our sins, but also to restore the power of Israel, to restore the lost sheep of Israel, to get back the authority and power that's been given to Israel and the tribe of Judah. You know, so there's a lot that plays into Christ returning when it comes to the promise, the covenant, kingship, all types of things. It's all connected with prophecy and things of that nature. Okay, so we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 12 and continue from there, okay? 1 Kings 12, here we go. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him and Jeroboam, and all the congregation of Israel came and spoke unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, and then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon's father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spoke unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he stood and he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put on us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spoke unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spoke unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but I make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lay to you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father hath chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsake the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not to them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now see to thine own house. David, So Israel departed into their tents, but as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David until this day. And it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him into the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, thus says the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearkened therefore to the word of the Lord and returned to depart according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from thence and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel and the other part and the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrifice unto the calves that he made, and he placed it, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast to the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. All right, so there you have it. That's the book of 1 Kings chapter 12 reading. So this is where the power of rulership is passed over to Solomon's son. Now, there's a divide within all the tribes between Judah and Israel, between Benjamin, and then some people are following one and not the other. And then the Lord has to speak to a man of God, Shemaiah, to, you know, calm them all down and let everybody go back to their tents, cool off a bit, what have you. And this is where the kingship kind of goes in the wrong direction, because in a sense, David and Solomon kind of had it right until they messed up. But this is where it gets really sloppy, because when you put younger people in rulership, it leads to disaster, because instead of going to the elders and the old men for advice, they went to people their age for it. And you can never go to a person the same age as you, a younger person, for advice or wisdom, because they don't have any to give anyway. So that's what stirred all the, you know, the chaos and disruption and division within there, all right? So now we're going to go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 13 reading, all right? We're going to go 1 Kings chapter 13. Here we go. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord, came unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born into the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again, and a man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored from him again, and because it was before. And it became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said to the king, if thou will give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread nor drink nor water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the words that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Then they told also to their father, and their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt not eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that has brought him back from the way of thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him into the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke unto him. And he spoke to his sons, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found his carcass and cast it in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. And it came to pass after he had buried him that he spoke to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. They lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the house of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again the lowest of the people priests of the high places, whosoever would. He consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin into the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from the face of the earth. So this is the book of 1 Kings chapter 13 reading. So this was a very heavy chapter as well, because this goes about how a man of God, a prophet, was sent by angel, by the word of the Lord, to, you know, judge the kingship and the people there and not follow them. So this prophet was told not to eat or drink or go to their house, and he did it anyway, and then God ended up killing that prophet. So that's what happens when you disobey God's voice. That's what happens when you disobey the Lord. Like, you get punished, and, you know, it could even come to death. You know, that's how intense and serious it is to obey the Most High's voice. So when God calls you or sends you out to do something, you go out and get it done. No excuse. But the thing was, he got tricked and got lied to. So this is where he got caught up in just, you know, in the wrong thing, man. You know, he got caught up. And then the more kingship of it throughout chapter 13 was bad too. Bad leadership, bad positioning. Just wasn't a good look overall. So this is what happens when you have people who are not equipped becoming kings. Things get out of order, things become chaos, and people even lose their lives through this, you know. So that's the importance of proper leadership, proper kingship, proper examples being set, because you can even hurt others in the process of misguiding and lying to each other. You know, this man got killed for disobeying God's voice, and he got lied to and tricked in the process of it. So that was pretty crazy for him to go out that way, you know. Have to obey God's voice, man, no matter what. No matter what type of test you got or what the circumstance is, always obey God's voice, all right? Because man can easily lie to you, deceive you, trick you, mislead you, man. You got to obey God's voice. In these end times, you got to obey the Lord. You have to, y'all, all right? So now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 14 reading, all right? We're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 14. Here we go. In that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves and cracknels and a cruse of honey and a crust of honey and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so and arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and this shall thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall feign herself to be another woman." And it was so when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why finnest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in my own eyes, but has done evil above all that were before thee, for thou hast gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for the Lord hath spoken it. Arise thou therefore, get thee to thine own house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him, and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall rise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what even now? For the Lord shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed, and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. All right. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves and on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all that he took away, the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them into the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them and brought them back. Let me just repeat that again. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them into their hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, and Ammonitess. Abijam, his son, reigned in his stead. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the book of 1 Kings chapter 14 reading. All right. So I just went more into detail about Jeroboam and everything that he done and all this and all the things that he did and everything happened to his family, all the wickedness that he did in the sight of the Lord, you know. So and the prophet, the man of God, also intervening and assigning Adijah, the prophet, speaking as well. All right. So there you have it. That's the reading of 1 Kings chapter 14 reading. All right. So there you have it, y'all. All right. We're going to wrap it up and close it out from there. Okay. Yeah, y'all. So that's the reading of 1 Kings. All right. And we're just going to wrap that up halfway. All right. That was chapter 15. So we'll continue the rest of the Bible series on the next episode. Yes, yes. What I love to do is I close. Let's give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right. So here we go. He is the hope for humanity. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. He's the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the true and living God. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Hosanna, Hosanna, the great physician, the carpenter, nothing's too hard for the Lord. He could fix all things. He could heal anybody. He could heal all things. Amen. The sustainer, the sufficient one, the consuming fire. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. He's the name above all names. He's the Father of the lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows. Amen. The Lord, our righteousness, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, True Salvation, the Rule of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, He is the Truth. Yes, He is the Way. Amen. He is the Way, Truth, and Life, the Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Yah, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yah. He is the True Word. Amen. Amen. There we have, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, healed, favored, blessed, full of grace, full of mercy, full of love, everything. Amen. Always remember that He is the seed of Abraham through promise. He is the seed of Adam for humanity. He is the seed of David as far as kingship. He is the seed of God. The seed of God as deity. He is the seed of Jacob for nationality. He is the seed of Judah as his tribe. He is the seed of Shem as his race. He is the seed of woman as far as prophecy. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the message, y'all. Just the First Kings reading, a continuation of it. All right. So I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and change your ways. I pray that you get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you have new beginnings, that the Lord bless your steps, and that you prosper for the rest of your life. All right. And you go through your hardships, your trials and tribulations, and count it all joy. Amen. Amen. And that you always overcome and you always conquer for the rest of your life. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. Let me just give y'all this priestly blessing as we close out. Mm-hmm. Always, always. Amen. Gotta stay strong, people. Gotta stay strong. Hang in there, okay? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.